Holy One, plant in us your word this day. Give us minds that are open to receive your teaching and hearts that are open to receive and share your love. Thank you, O God, for life, for love, and for the blessings that are each and every moment. We offer this and all our prayers and our thanksgivings in the strong name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. Paul ends today's passage with those words. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Exclamation point. It's there and it's in the scripture as well. So thankful for the gift of which he is speaking that you can almost hear him shouting his thanks to God as the passage ends. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. And the gift of which he is speaking is the grace that God has given to us. What is grace? Why should we be thankful for it? Isn't grace just another way to talk about God's love for us? Well, we can't really talk about what grace is without talking about what sin is. It's like trying to talk about day without knowing what night is. So what's sin? Is it the breaking of one of hundreds of rules written in the Hebrew Scriptures? Is it when we hurt someone for no other reason besides hurting them or personal gain? Is sin a weight that we carry around our neck from just after the dawn of creation to this moment? Well, yes, it's all of these things, but it also isn't. The weight, the hurt, the laws, they all point to what sin actually is, what it's always been. Sin is the broken relationship that exists between us and God and between us and one another. So we sin every time that we further break that relationship. This makes sin easier to understand because we know when we've turned against our neighbors and we know those moments when we turned against God. We can feel it. And if we take a look at our scriptures, if we take a look at our history books, we can see an abundance of times where we have turned on one another, turned on God, turned on creation. We can see it written clearly in black and white on the pages. We're not perfect. Surprise. We're far from it. And yet we were created that way. Now this isn't meant to be a guilt trip. It's meant to be a reality check. Us not being perfect shouldn't be a surprise. Right? Well, maybe to some of you. Some of you might be closer to godliness than me. But it's important that we recognize our brokenness. You know, we know that the world and our lives are chock full of sin, of times where we've collectively or individually damaged our relationships with one another and with God. Where we've made that chasm that exists between us that much larger. This is what Paul is so excited about in our reading today. Not the chasm that exists between us and God, but that God created a bridge in the form of Jesus Christ. That's what grace is. It is God's ability to see the brokenness and sin in the world, in our lives, and still reach out for us, offering us that embrace. That is how powerful and awesome grace is, that no matter how far we have run from God, there God stands with arms open wide to receive us. What a great gift! Do you understand Paul's excitement now? Do you understand why his gratitude has to be punctuated with an exclamation point? Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift! Hallelujah, maybe! Yeah, maybe. All of this has led to what the real question is today. What does gratitude look like? What does it feel like? For Paul, it looks like ecstatic joy. A thanks so deep that it bursts, and giving thanks becomes part of his life, becomes his ministry. Check the letters of Paul. Check the places to whom he is writing and the people he's writing about. Amongst those letters, you'll find lots of teachings, some that we agree with and some that we might struggle with. But across these letters is gratitude. He gives thanks to the people whom he is writing. Thanks for those he names who are gifts in the work of ministry. And of course, thanks to God for these things and so much more. Paul's model for gratitude is that we should always be giving thanks because we are so blessed in this life. Because the gifts of every day and the grace that can overcome brokenness and sin is poured out. And so, of course, Paul gives thanks almost every other verse. So what do you think that ecstasy feels like? To be so filled with gratitude for the gift that God bestows that you cannot help but give thanks with every breath. Well, let's think about breath for a moment. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Now breathe in. I bet that's more thought that you've given to breathing than you have done probably all day. Maybe all week if you don't have any respiratory issues. The truth is, we don't really think about breathing because it is so automatic. And yet we could not live without the breath. I remember a time when I was very young and not nearly as experienced a swimmer as I am today. Even then, I loved swimming underwater. I loved testing the limits of my lungs, which in those days had a capacity for a record-breaking 15 to 20 seconds. Thank you. But in a moment gone wrong, I found myself farther from the surface than I had the strength or the air to return. I fought to get up, but before I could break the surface, I took in a huge gulp of water. It was then that a friend reached down and grabbed me and pulled me out. I still remember the gasping, the relief, the fear that both peaked and melted away, and ultimately the joy of a body that was thankful for life-giving air and for the friend whose hand reached out for me. Another time where I gave thanks for the breath was when my twins were born. It was a C-section, unexpected, emergency, and I was in the room behind a curtain holding Natalie's hand. I couldn't see what was going on, but I could hear it. Jacob came out first in a rush, like Jacob. And right away, I heard the cry that comes with new life. And I was filled with joy for hearing my son for the first time. And I gave thanks. Then I had to wait. Amy, in proper Amy fashion, was stubborn, unwilling to be removed from what had now become a spacious home with the removal of her brother. I couldn't see anything that was going on, but all I know is that the seconds were stretching into minutes. It only ended up being 3 minutes, but as a father waiting for the mourning cry of his daughter, it felt like an eternity. All number of things went through my head because them being born today was surprise enough. Was something else wrong with her too? I waited. And I waited. And maybe I was holding my breath too, because maybe the air in the room was finite, and if I hold my breath in, my daughter will have that much more. And so I waited. And then finally, thankfully, she cried out. And I knew that everything was going to be all right, and I gave thanks to God for the breath that imparted that truth. That's how Paul is about grace. That's how thankful he is like spiritual lungs yearning for grace, gasping for it. I think that we know what it means to be thankful when somebody holds open a door to us, or when in the busyness of traffic, someone lets you in and you respond with that little thanks. It's in our DNA to respond with those tiny gestures. Shouldn't it be the same with big ones? To express our gratitude to one another for the huge ways in which we affect one another's lives. To turn to God and say, thanks be for the breath, for the light, for the life, and the grace which we are afforded. What we receive from God is immeasurable, because within that gift is the totality of every blessing of every single day. How else can we respond to God for this blessing other than with the gasping and the elated thanks found in one who breathes as if for the first time? Like a person pulled from the water, yearning to fill lungs with life-giving air. Have you ever been that grateful for something? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. When I read the thanksgiving of Paul, I imagine him to be filled with that kind of gratitude. Paul's response to God for the gifts of life and grace is his own life. To spread the news of the love that God has for creation. To continually give thanks to God for the people that he encounters and the gifts that God gives. So what's our response? Like Paul, we give of ourselves to the spreading of God's word and the building up of the kingdom in this place. Every can of food that you bring in for the pantry, every hand that you offer to one who has fallen, every shoulder that you lend to someone who is mourning, and yes, every penny that you throw in the plate is giving back to God and to the world for the many blessings that we have received just since we woke up today. And yes, God cherishes every gift, whether it's time, talent, or treasure, because no matter what it is, no matter what we give, it is given not out of obligation, but out of joy, out of thankfulness for which what we have received. We could not be the church without each and every person here. And not because you fill a seat in a pew, but because you share the gifts that you've been given to help us be a stronger community of faith, better able to serve. Because of you, we're able to do that good work. Because of you, we are able to feed people every week. Because of you, this place is a safe one to come and experience grief and loss and hope. Because of you. So if you haven't heard it today, or even if you have, thanks be to God for you, for the gifts that you bring to the table in this place. Thanks be to God for the ways in which you volunteer and give of yourself for the building up of one another and for the stranger. Paul invites us to sow abundantly that we might reap abundantly. So when you go from this place today, give thanks for the breath. Give thanks for your neighbors, for all that comes to us, both known and unknown, so abundantly as you give thanks. So abundantly in generosity. Because we have been given so much as individuals and as a community of faith, how can we not give back to God and to the world? So thank you for being, as Paul calls it, a cheerful giver. Giving all of yourself for the building up of the kingdom. For feeding people both physically and spiritually. Thank you for sowing seeds abundantly in this place. Thanks be to God for the indescribable gift that we find in grace and in one another. Amen. Is there a doctor or a nurse?
Let us take a moment as people respond downstairs here. I invite you to open your hearts and pray in this moment. Pray for Marilyn, who sits downstairs. As they are acting, please join me for a moment in prayer. You don't have to move the slide forward. We're just going to sit for a moment as we hold these people responding in Maryland in our hearts and prayers. Transforming God, be in this place, be in this moment. Work in and through the hands of your people, your children. Embrace us in this time. Hold us close. Hear each of us as we open our hearts to you in this moment, offering our love and our care to our sister. As the Holy Spirit moves in and through this place, may Holy Breath move in and through each and every one of us. Bring calm to our hearts. Bring calm to our minds. Make space there only for what is present now. Help us not to worry. Help us to respond in love. Amazing God, as you have heard the prayers of our hearts, we ask that you move in this moment. Give us the strength that we need to support one another. Give us the courage to live into this moment. Send your light on all of us now. Holy One, hear all these prayers today. Be the hand that reaches out for us when we feel lost and lonely. Remind us that we are surrounded by love in this place, supported by one another. I'd like to invite us now to move from a time of prayer as we welcome the first responders into the building. Can we, do you mind playing softly deep in our hearts? As Sharon plays deep in our hearts, continue to hold Marilyn in your prayer. I'm just going to ask people to remain seated for a few moments while the responders do their work. Continue to pray. Thank you, everyone, for your thoughts and your prayers in this moment, and for your patience as we respond to our sister's need. Once we do move on in service, we're going to move to our grace and to our commissioning and benediction, and then we will move out into the hall for our meeting and our food. I understand that we'll be skipping over offering. If you have one, there will be a plate at the back, or there will be a plate in the hall if you wish to drop that off. I just don't want to delay this. I want to make sure that you can't hear me. My apologies. Yes, so I was just mentioning about offering. We're not going to have a regular offering today. Please, if you have a gift, place it in the plate on the way out or on the way up into the hall. And thank you. I wanted to say that later, but thank you for all that you do to make this community what it is and for what we're doing now as we support Maryland in this moment. While we wait, we're going to have Alexis and Sharon play a little bit more.
Where would we be today without those men? Thanks be to God for them and for those in our midst who can act quickly and respond to these sorts of emergencies. Could you forward us to the we'll do the prayer of dedication together as we have given thanks for all of the gifts that we see lived out in our midst. I think it's important that we bless the offering of time and talent that we see in our midst as well as the treasure that we offer this day. So please pray with me. In the abundance of your love, we live our lives, O God. We have been blessed, and so we strive to be a blessing in this world and to those we share with it. Send your Spirit upon these gifts and on us, that we might build up your kingdom of love here and beyond. Amen. In our prayers of the people today, I think we offered them as we prayed for Marilyn. Let us continue to hold in our prayers Marilyn as she is taken up to the hospital. Also, a prayer that was asked for is all those affected by the flooding along the St. John River. So lots of people to pray for today. And thank you again for your prayers, your patience, and your time. I'd like to move us down to the commissioning and benediction. While Graham is getting us there, I would like to offer a grace for the food that we will share in just a moment and for the meeting, before the meeting we have. So, Holy God, we give thanks for the food that we share this day, for all the people with whom we share it, for the time that you bless us with in this world. Bless each one of us and all that we have, that we might continue to be Christ followers and sharers of good news and love in this world. Amen. So I invite you to join me in the commissioning and benediction as we go into the world to continue to live lives filled with gratitude and service to one another. As the sower scatters the seeds in abundance, so we are planted in the Creator's love. As gardens bursting with Christ's hope, as people shining with a Spirit's joy. And God goes with us. And now I'd like to invite Sharon to offer a postlude as we center ourselves and continue into the day, holding our heart in our hearts and prayers. Marilyn Reed.
together, though. It's good that we have people to support us and care for us like they did. Yeah. Thank you so much for responding as you did. Yes.
They have her in the ambulance, so she's where she needs to be right now. That's just the option, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, have a blessed day. Keep Marilyn in your prayers, eh?
I know.
Glad that we have people in the congregation that...
Yeah, help on that, yeah. I never noticed until last year.
Well, it was until Ivy really mentioned it.
Yeah.
Why did you go? Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm staying for lunch. I'm just checking on you.
Yeah. Well, it's the first time that ever happened to me, so glad that Ivy spoke up and that people responded. It's what needed to happen there. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Well, that's just it, right? Oh. Okay.
Adrenaline, right?
Well, I'm grieved, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Hopefully she is taking care of her. How are you doing,
I
Yeah. I'm in 26 problems.
They have no idea where you're
And there's like four doors, right? Three parking lots. So.
How much time do we waste?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's good that those guys can work. So.
Oh, yeah.
With it, right? They know exactly. They give us us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's also non-cool in there.
Is it kind of hot?
Could be overwhelmed just by
maybe.
Oh. Somebody called from the church just before.
Yeah.
Looking for Ivy. He sits down in Glory, puts the kids down to the lake, but I'm sure that he has a watching
meter.
I don't know,
but
I know that she's having some health issues, but she's supposed to be over there. She's up on the way to go because things got, things happened. Anyway, she's working with the city now. People are watching over her. People are responding real quick. That was good. I didn't even see it. I thought, thanks. I got variety. We have a lot of nurses in the crowd.
If you start there, you know, and then they can be, if people are nursing, they're in the right,
How's your arm, by the way? It's coming along? I wasn't going to shake it, I'm sure.
No, I'm good and white.
Yeah, I'm white.
No, I'm feeling really comfortable.
Good morning. This is a little update on behalf of the Finance Committee. And the Finance Committee did its plot for the offering received in the comparison of the approved budget. First, thank you for your generosity in your offerings so far in 2018. Briefly, our budget to the first 4 months to the end of April for offering is $93,000. We have received $78,000. So we have a little shortfall there of $15,000. The committee continually monitors the expenses. And last week we had to borrow $25,000 from the housing bank account to help supplement our expenses. That's the thing this is going to be, and do you have any questions or suggestions? Thanks for all four of those. And we need your assistance in any other way that you can financially, and please look at every little cranny as how to receive more money and to continue to control our expenses. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, for offering that update. We're going to move on to committee updates. So we've got a worship committee. I don't think there's somebody here who can speak on behalf of the wind. So the worship committee continues to try and get services together. In particular, we focus a lot on making sure we have communion and communion set up and ready to go. We've been very energetic about cakes, but one of our main drives right now is working with the Christian Education Committee to have the end of year picnic service, which is June 10th, the picnic service. It's going to be at Willamont Park, and the service will be there, and the picnic will follow. Anything else? And also, next week is Mother's Day, so mothers come out, grandmothers come out. If you're not a mother, come out anyway, because there are many ways in which you are a role model and a support for some child somewhere over the course of your life. So come out, and we appreciate the work that you do in this world. Any questions for Lynn or for the worship committee? You're letting her off easy. Okay, let's move on to another committee. Is property ready to say a few words? Welcome back, Ray.
You may have noticed we've emptied out the two empties out the two rooms up above, and we moved the pantry into the office on the corner. There we go.
So we've emptied those two rooms out, and we moved the pantry over to the corner, and I guess it's working okay.
So we have two rooms to rent there. So if you know anyone looking for either one office or a big office, a double office, you have those two available. And everyone tells us that the fact that we have an elevator makes it quite attractive. We're also going to offer one parking spot to go along with it. So anyone that, tired of the parking spot downtown, so you get a free parking spot, plus you got great facilities up there. Washrooms are close by, and you get the elevator. So if you know anyone looking for space, please address them to us.
Thank you very much, Rick. Is there anyone here to speak on behalf of trustees? Yes. Okay, so we're now going to move on to Christian education, and I think Michelle is going to speak to that, or Reed might speak to it.
Whoa. I am here to read an update from the CE Kids. In spring of 2018, the CE Kids curriculum has three units. March Unit 1 was The Name of the Lord. In April was Go Tell. And Unit 3 was Change Your Heart and Mind. In addition to the subject matter within those curriculums, the primary and senior classes have been working together on two mission projects. The children toured the pantry and learned how the pantry identifies the third part of Paul's mission statement, or our faithful mission statement, serving others in Christ's name. They also learned about the National Church partnership with the Treaty 5 First Nations, and as you heard, the Indian service, the wonderful gifts that they were able to provide to both of these projects because of their food sales. They also were involved in decorating brown bags for the Brown Bag Program, and had Marguerite Patelfine as a special guest. The closing for Sunday will be marked by a worship service and picnic in Wilmot Park on June 10th. Like you said, teachers, Donna Chilman, Jen Sutherland, Green, and Betsy Simpson were submitted to voted as enthusiastic teachers all year. There are several others at St. Paul's who have offered support in various ways, and they would like to give a thank you for the sense of community that brings to the children. And that is your report for you.
Any questions for Michelle or the Christian Education Committee?
I don't want to talk with you.
What about the
youth? She's talking with you.
So I know the youth have been hard at work and did that wonderful service last week. They continue to meet on Friday, every other Friday. We've got a campus that we're planning for in July, and they greatly appreciate the support that you provided for their mold and seed cell. And those should be here relatively soon, just waiting for them to ship from the department. From the seed company, but I can never say it.
Bethany,
there we go.
Thank you, Michelle, for the work that you do and for the work of the Christian Education Committee. UCW, is there someone who would like to speak to the UCW? Thank you, Don. As Don is coming up, I'm going to read a quick letter. This is from the Terry Fox Foundation. Dear Don, please be assured that Rebecca J. Jonah, Christian, has been authorized the campus on behalf of the Fredericton Rwanda Organizing Committee. As chair of this committee, I'd like to thank you in advance for your consideration in donating goods, services, and or finances to the Terry Fox Run Federation of Fredericton. The committee greatly appreciates your corporate generosity. The kind financial donation will be used either to offset costs associated with holding the Terry Fox Run in Fredericton and or to enhance the run and experience the right experience for local participants. Also, the more participants that we have at each event, the more that we're able to raise for cancer research. So I encourage you, talk to Rebecca. She's a fundraiser she's canvassing on behalf of the Terry Fox Foundation, and she's eagerly awaiting your questions, comments, and
Good morning. Thank you for lunch. I have the tortellini. It's delicious. That's my diet. April was Cancer Month, so the UCW had two representatives from the Canadian Cancer Society come and speak to our meeting, Tracy Staples and Monica Edwards. Both of these ladies already work out of their homes, and I did give them a little tour of theirs. Monica is in charge of the week program, and the weeks are free, by the way. You know anyone who needs a week through the Cancer Society? Monica even meets people in the washroom at the Chalmers Hospital to try on weeks. So they were possibly looking for a central location for an office. So if your rental rate is negotiable, they have a budget. So that's a little plus to my guess. For this month, we are having a speaker from the YMCA. Her name is Angela Green. They have a new family and friends program. It's a program for single parents. What they can do to help you in the community, and they want to get the word out. So we said, sure, come and speak to our ladies. And we're going to answer roll call with shampoo, toilet, cream, soap, and tampons for Christmas House. Christmas House is now co-ed. I was not aware of that. So they do have males there as well. And it's through youth and transition in the city. And we had a lovely bridge luncheon yesterday. The numbers were down, the thing was going on in the city, but everyone was very impressed with our work. So thank you all for the help with that. It always goes over very well. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Any questions for Donna before she gets too far away? That's too far away now. Okay. Someone here that can speak on behalf of M&P, Ministry of Personnel. I know that Jane was here. She away. She had to leave. Well, the M&P committee is up and running. They've got four members, five members. They're actively looking for members too. They could use all the support that they can get. But they're more active now than they've ever been. We're having meetings once a month, and we're going to start having quarterly meetings with all the staff together. So I think that's going to be a great opportunity for increasing our communication and the way that we our productivity in the office and in the rest of our work life. Let's see who else we have here. Would you like to speak to stewardship? I know you just spoke. You just spoke in there. Nothing new since 10:30? Okay. Okay.
She's still taking her card.
Jen says that it's not too late to hand in your card. If you didn't hear her in worship and didn't see the color, it's orange. And I want to say thank you to Jen, Blaine, and Jerome for all the work that they've done for the giving team. I think that's just great work. So thank you so much for the work that you've done. It's been a hectic 5 weeks. Way to go. I think that's all in regards to committee work. Is there anyone else that needs to say something on behalf of someone? Okay. So we're going to move on to the addition to the business, which is the UCC update. So, I don't know how much attention that you pay to the wider church, but there have been some big changes going through and in the form of what's called remits. And it has been approved by most of the churches in the United Church to move from a core court model, which is congregation, presbytery, conference, and general council, to a three council model. So we're going to have community of faith, regions, and then the denominational body, which again would be general council. What that means for us, and why it's important, is that the Maritime Conference and Williston Presbytery, of which we are part, will no longer exist come January 1st, 2019. The big changeover comes over then. So that means we are going to be a part of what is right now called Region 14. We, New Brunswick, and PEI are going to be one region, and that is the work that we're going to be doing together. We will meet for an annual meeting before June 1st, 2019. Are there any questions about the structural changes that are coming down the line? I know that it can seem a little heady sometimes, but it's good. If I can answer any questions, I will. Lynn, yes.
I have one question. I was at school rally 3 years ago, and a lot of the women were very concerned and were speaking openly. You could tell you that we have a little star.
The UEC, okay, so I will repeat what she's saying. She was at the spring rally and there was some genuine concern that the UCW would disappear, that it would no longer be in this new structure. I have not heard anything about that. And I would imagine that if it were a genuine thing, that it would be evident in all the paperwork. I think that we would be shooting ourselves in the foot to get rid of the UCW. Yeah. I don't think we will let you go.
Nice try, Lynn.
So, I haven't heard anything about it, but I'm going to get in touch with David Hewitt, who's the Executive Secretary, and find out the future of the UCW. Again, I would be shocked if that were the case. So, don't go throwing up your UCW memberships yet. Any other questions about the big changes coming to the church and what it might mean for us? No? My term, as you know, as president is coming to an end at the end of May. I will be sitting to chair a meeting, much like this one will be longer because of a lot more stuff. But I want to thank you for allowing me to live into that position, for the gift that I have received from the people of the Maritime Conference. I've gotten to see so many people and so much of our conference and experience the faith, the deep faith, people across this conference, including the people of Bermuda Synod, who are a part of the Maritime Conference. Unfortunately, they'll be a part of the Nova Scotia region, and so we will lose that connection. But I thank God for what you have allowed me to do to live into my call to serve this church and to serve the wider church. So I want you to give a hand to yourself for a lot of that. Thank you so much. My work as president, as I said, will be ending, so I won't be traveling all over the places I was. I will be serving on what's called the Transition Commission. So all these changes that I'm talking about that are happening on January 1st, I get to be on the commission that decides how that all happens, how we continue to be a region January 1st, 2019, and what that work looks like. The work of the commission will be significantly less than my work as president, and a lot of it will be done virtually. So I'm letting you know that my work as president ends, and new work in service to the wider church continues. And I continue to thank you and thank God for what I've been able to do for the church in this place. Any questions for what I've been doing over the last year? Okay. Wait. This. I think you were right there. 12:30. Probably right at that. I know. Yes, Greg. Meet up, folks.
As some of you may know, I'm on the national board of the United Church of Canada Foundation. And each year we have our annual meeting at some city across the country. They're coming to Fredericton this year. So June 4th and 5th, reps from each province will be here. It's all organized by head office. We don't have to get involved at all. So anyhow, just to let you know that June 4th and 5th, we're going to have reps from across Canada, meeting in Canada for the United Church of Canada Foundation.
Thank you very much, Greg, for that announcement. We've reached the end of our business in record time. Just so that I'm sure no one has any questions for Ron or anyone that spoke regarding finances, regarding any of the committees. And so if people had to mull it over for a second, I just want to make sure you had the time to think about it. If not, then I'd like to call Michelle out if she's available. I can see her at the sink. Michelle. We're going to pray. We've reached the end of our meeting.
So let us pray. Gracious God, we give thanks for this place and this community that cares for so much. And we give thanks that you desire for us to continue to reach out of this world. As we go out into our day and into the week ahead, we ask that you help us to see where we can be your hand and feet in in this world. And we ask that you go with us and those in our congregation, that we may be blessed by your presence. Gracious God, hear this prayer, and in your love, answer. Amen.
Thank you, Michelle. Can I get a motion to adjourn? Thank you, John.
And when I'm quick.
I want to thank you for your time today, folks. I hope that you were able to get a bite to eat. And thank you for all that you do to make the ministry of this place possible. Go in peace.
John. No.
I know you didn't get to the state, did you?
Not yet. Thank you very much.
Thank you. stuff by my car because, I'm not bringing them.
Okay. Go with mommy, please. Good, like. Thank you. That is great. That's good to hear, though. Good job, Lynn. Are you sure? Okay. So, Rusty said he wants to do it tomorrow. So, are you sure? So after these chairs, you don't have to worry about it. Rusty's going to be in tomorrow to do the work. So thanks, Rusty. Thanks for your help, Eric. So, this is what I'm being told. So
let's not argue
with you guys. No one's what you're doing. Okay. Thanks for your help, though. You're good? I understand. We used to have a dog on a farm I grew up with, so he's my favorite side. Yeah, Rusty said that he's going to share the chance tomorrow morning. So, yeah, thanks for the offer, though. Have a good day.
Well,
it's good. Hopefully by next Sunday we're all moved in. We're just
kids excited.
Oh, they love it. Natalie painted their rooms. Jacob's color is fuzzy duckling yellow, and Amy's is rock star pink. It's actually more purple, but really different colors. Really.
Sounds like my bathroom.
It looks good, though.
Carol, you got frosting on your lip.
For later. Yeah. See, if you had a mustache, you'd be able to hold on to it for longer.
Yeah.
It's got gripping power.
Yeah.
Is it gripping or gripping? A little bit of both. We just gotta clean up our dishes and that's it.
Thank you guys. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Try.
For buns?
No, thank you, though.
Yeah. I need all these buns.
I'll take it home.
What are we waiting on now? More old guys on the road dishes.
We've been running the kitchen attention, sir.
Yeah.
Don't
worry about me.